Shalom, beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm your brother Cornelius Malachi Shein from Kaduna, Nigeria. I thank the Lord for this privilege to share with us in this week daily devotion. We thank the Lord for how he has been using his servants to bless us on this platform. Today we will start, by the grace of God, with abiding in the presence of God as we open to the book of John chapter 15 from verse 5. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Hallelujah. Without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. The Lord bless his word in our hearts. To abide in the presence of God is not talking about something which we come in and we go. Is talking about having fellowship with God often, because the presence of God is in us, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But this Holy Ghost in us want to lead us. This Holy Ghost in us wants to have his way. Before man fell, man was dwelling in the presence of God, having fellowship with God, trusting in God to lead him, until man rebelled against God and the presence of God was taken off from man. After we are born again, we are expected to continue abiding in his word. We are expected to continue eating from his word, which is Christ. We are expected to allow the word of Christ dwell richly in us. For it is when his Spirit, his word is dwelling more in us, that we can be fruitful. We are like a branch, and Jesus is like a vine which the branch depend on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The branch cut away from the vine cannot survive. There are a lot of successes today which people see as success, but before God is nothing. You can be successful materially, you can be successful in other things, as long as you are not successful in growing to be like Christ, you are withered already away. As long as you are not growing to be like Christ, you are becoming nothing. So something before God is Christ. It is Christ that is the reality. It is Christ that is true life. All that is not of Christ one day will perish. Christ is the Lamb of God coming to deliver his own, to pull us to himself, to save us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One thing with the presence of God is the more we experience the presence of God, the more we realize how empty we are. The more we realize how much we need mercy. The more we realize what we have missed. So one can be born again, but is not experiencing God as it's supposed to. It's grieving the Spirit. The Spirit is not having total hold, total absolute leadership in such person. It is not enough to be born again. We are expected to grow, and it is only in experiencing him, it is only in abiding in him that we can grow. So I believe with this, the Lord will help us to realize how important it is for us to continue to abide in his presence. We cannot abide, or the only way we can experience more of him, number one, is in fasting and in prayers. When we fast, when we pray, it leads us more further in experiencing him. We have to make time available to listen to spiritual messages. There are some experience we have as a result of some messages which we listen to. It is good to always study the Word of God. It is in the studying, in the giving time to studies, especially not just studying to have stories in the Bible, but beholding Christ. We have to behold Christ in the pages of the Bible. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We have to go with this mindset of searching to see Jesus. It is also in fellowship, or in fellowshipping with those who are truly in love with Jesus above anything, that we can experience his presence. I sometime observe that when I have fellowship with true brethren, there is a kind of experience, even in dreams, even in vision, that begin to be reawakened. Oh, God start to reveal some deep things to me. Fellowship help us to experience God more and more. So I believe with this, the Lord will help us to grow more further, to learn further on the importance of abiding in his presence. The Lord bless his word in our heart. Shalom.